did you buy your, where'd you buy your stuff that you had to have, like sugar and some stuff like that?
Well, I use it from the, I was from York stores, and I was from the, my man Walter Owen was one that run the store, and he bought grocery farm, and fellow by the name of Benton, I think, was the one that he bought grocery farm. Small, just small stores.
Right. Like a country store, or?
Yeah, there wasn't a, there wasn't any supermarkets back then.
Right, right.
All of them was, I reckon the nearest thing to a supermarket when I was growing up, when I was about grown, and we were in Fikes, there's a big store down on Noble Street, on 8th and Noble, I believe where it was.
Right. Well, who did the cooking?
Well, my mother did the cooking. When Bella got old enough, she started cooking for them. The girls lived with mother, and they grew into it. They cooked.
How old was it when they got started helping her?
Well, she was 10 or 12 years old. They helped
her. Right.
Well, all of us washed dishes when we were growing up. Whenever and I had to wash them together, most of the time, Justin Wesley, they got promoted out of it, you know. we come into it.
Right. And then I guess somebody followed y'all.
Yeah. Well, he had to some work like that when he got old enough. But Mildred and Claudine was just about old enough to take over the dishwashing when Sam
got old enough to start having to do it.
When it come his turn.
Right. Well, I guess he was glad for that then. How did your mother cook? What she used to cook?
She used wood stove. We had wood stove up to, I reckon, after World War II. And she got an electric stove.
Right.
When we were growing up, it was all wood stove.
What kind of wood did you burn in it?
We burnt mostly pine. Cut out pine trees. Work them up in the stove wood.
Why did you burn pine? Did it get hotter, or?
Well, it's a, I don't know, it just burnt better for the stove, you know.
Right.
And the hardwood would get, hardwood made a hotter fire than pine. It might have been mostly because the hardwood made too hot a fire.
Right, you burned something.
We had to get out, cut our stove wood up. On days we couldn't work the field, we'd get out in the woods and cut stove wood.
Right.
And it would haul it up, get it, side up blocks next to the stove wood, you know, and haul it up, get it there at the wood pile, and pile it up.
Right. What did you drink about your meals and things?
Well, junk was mostly our meal time drink. We loved about milk and water was about on it.
Did you have some coffee?
We had coffee for breakfast. My daddy hadn't drank coffee for a long time, but he started drinking it. I remember when he bought green coffee beans, you know, and he roasted them in the oven and grind them. And he got to find it already roasted.
Right.
Grind them and had a coffee meal, and then he would crank on it.
I've got one from my grandfather from back then, one of those old cranks where you ground it up. On your sisters, what jobs did they have to do while y'all were working in the field? What were they doing?
Well, they worked in the field too, with the hoe. They did the hoe, a lot of the hoe. Never do any flying. Now, some of our neighbors, the girls, get out there and fly just like the man.
Right.
There was one family that had a cultivator, and this man had several daughters. The oldest girls, they got out, got on that cultivator and fly just like a man. The boys got big enough to fly hard enough.
Right.
All the girls, women worked in the field too.
Yeah.
My mother still field. Most of in the fall she'd get cotton sacks. She didn't do much holding in the field. Too much of her time in the house. You know.
Right.
She had a wash day. She had to wash on Monday. It was raining a lot.
You wash for a week?
I wash. Do one wash in a week. Okay. On Monday. She wash. Well, now sometimes it might have been too bad for the wash on Monday, but she got it done as soon as it day come as you could. It was a must, you know.
Right.
It was done. We boil the clothes in a wash pot. It was very easy, you know.
Right.
Wash pot, take them out. Saddle them on a battling rock. And branch them. Wash them on a rug board, and ranch them, hang them out on the line.
Did she do any ironing or?
Yeah, well, she could iron most of the clothes had to be ironed. Even the bed sheets had to be ironed.
Right.
I never have ironed the bed sheets.
No, we haven't either. But
I have ironed the bed sheets, pillowcases, all the shirts, overalls.
Right.
We wore overalls mostly. Pillowcases. We got old enough to get out of rockers.
Right. When you got to work and they put you in work clothes. So where did you get your clothes?
Well, most times, now she made a lot of our shirts with our rompers. When we was in rompers, she made all the room. Our overalls, all the time at the clothing stores. A good many sold in stores in Anniston, you know. Just buy clothes from them.
How many did you have? Like overalls or something like that?
Well, about two to three pairs.
Right.
Just so we could
make it through a week.
Change at least once a week.
But how were you able to get clothes for so many in the family?
Well, in the fall, when we sell the cotton, daddy would buy it from the clothes shoes on us.
You always bought them then?
Yeah. I'd buy them when the money was there.
Right.
He did a lot of work on the side, but, you know, when during the time when we wasn't busy in the field, he had to deal with a sash weight pounder to iron, let him come in and work till he's had to get out very strong. And he said he'd work maybe a couple of months in the foundry.
Now, what is that's the sash weight? What is that?
The window weights, you know, the windows used to have a rope up the side on and the weight. It went through a roll on the weight. The counterbalance is what it was. The weights was one on each side to pull the window up and counterbalance it, you know.
Okay, and hold the window up.
That's something you don't ever see now.
I don't guess I've ever seen one.
I guess that some of the older houses maybe it still had me.
Right. I've never noticed one. I just even asked what it was. I never heard about that before. Well, what kind of shoes did you wear?
Well, we just mostly high top shoes.
Boots or?
It wasn't boots. It was just high top shoes. Didn't get many slippers that time.
Right. That's what you use for the field and everything?
Yeah. I used it. For the same shoes, church, and the field. But in the summer, we went barefoot most.
Right. Well, how many? You got one pair of shoes a year?
Yeah, about one a year is about all we got.
They usually make it through a year?
They would be wore out by the time the year was over, but we'd take an old pair and for plowing, they'd cut the toe out of them, you know, or the dirt would shift out of it.
Right.
Kind of like sandal there, you know. Wear them as long as they'd stay together and fly on and all. We didn't. Almost had to have something on your feet to fly.
That dirt gets hot.
Yeah, and a lot of the land had few rocks in it, you know. Too many things to snag your feet, skin up.
We've probably got enough to get a little bit more of this before we change sides. As far as religion, how often did you go to church?
Well, we went on Sunday, every Sunday. And usually went one night during the week. Usually out there, at Keithsburg, we had a this Central Church in Anniston. It wasn't Central then, it changed the name of it Central since then. But they sponsored that church out there and had still it all. And they'd send somebody out there on Thursday night, you know, to teach classes. And then we had our services in the afternoon because some of them. Some of the people come from town, the church down there, and teach classes, preach. And one man worked in the pie shop for Lord Tipton, I believe. He come out there and preach. He'd be so tired on Sunday, he'd be so tired.
Right.
He'd come out there and he'd preach. Seems like we went back after preaching. At night, too, we'd have a Sunday night. We'd have our Sunday school classes and our worship service in the afternoon to accommodate the ones that come out from Anniston. That was when the first church first got going there, you know. They did that for several years. We finally got to where they could have enough people there and kids' church there, and they asked, why did somebody come to my church?
Right. Now, this was the Church of Christ?
Yeah.
Who was the preacher when the congregation there? What was the name of the congregation? Do you remember?
That's Peaceburg.
Okay, Peaceburg.
But the preacher that started it was Todd Woodruff. He was a young preacher. And they got two preachers after that. One of them, Gardner Hall. I don't know whether you've ever heard of it or not.
I never heard of it.
I got into him down in Pensacola after I left